Today, hundreds of thousands of people in Florida were told to get ready to evacuate as Hurricane Frances heads for the state's Atlantic coast. The Category 4 storm, with winds as high as 140 miles per hour, is expected to arrive late Friday or early Saturday. Florida is still recovering from Hurricane Charley, which struck less than 3 weeks ago. And along with the cleanup and rebuilding, there have been thousands of complaints of price gouging. State officials have made a number of arrests and are suing hotels for overcharging. From member station WGCU in Fort Myers, Amy Tardiff reports.
The complaints are as varied as con artists' imaginations. People pretending to be inspectors with the Federal Emergency Management Agency try to rip off hurricane victims. Bogus insurance adjusters demand upfront payments for estimates. Gasoline, lumber, generators, and even ice overpriced. In response, at least three state and regional task forces are investigating, plus 23 State Department of Business Regulation inspectors search storm-ravaged neighborhoods in Punta Gorda for unlicensed contractors, especially roofers.
Where's the boss? Is someone with English? Boss, get the boss.
English.
All right, come down. Come down. Down.
Charlene Slosser and her crew wear badges. They can stop construction. They can call for law enforcement backup to make arrests.
I just want to make sure that when they do the subcontracting, they're contracting to licensed people, and these people are on the payroll of a licensed contractor.
I understand.
That's what we're looking for.
Working without a Florida contractor's license during a declared state of emergency is a third-degree felony. In this case, the contractor was licensed, though still not following all state rules. But one South Carolina man and one Georgia man are among nine people arrested since the storm for operating illegally. Outsiders are a particular concern for the Southwest Florida Prosecutor's Office. It formed a hurricane fraud task force. Assistant State Attorney Dean Plattner says it's already charged people for collecting money for a charity with which they had no affiliation. He says he got lucky with that case, because the typical circumstance is trickier.
People come in from out of state or out of the area to sometimes take advantage of people that have been victimized in a disaster like this. And if they've got no connections to the community, they're not licensed, and they get money up front and leave, sometimes it could be hard to even identify who they are, let alone find them again for prosecution.
The state is not just going after individuals who are profiteering, but it's going after corporations, too. Florida Attorney General Charlie Crist plans to prosecute four hotels so far, which allegedly billed people fleeing the storm a lot more than their advertised price. He describes what consumers say happened at one of the hotels charged this week.
It's called a pay less, ironically. It normally would have charged $40 a night or thereabouts, and they were charging them over $160 for one night, and that's about a 300% increase. So we sued them.
Dorothy Sanders, her husband, and their disabled daughter were evacuating from Hurricane Charley when they were attracted by what seemed like a great senior citizen price on a billboard.
On the way, we saw a sign that says 50% off to seniors. We didn't question price because we were anxious to get a roof over our head for the night. We got up Saturday morning early. He went in and to pay the bill, and they said $160.49. We just were floored.
Florida's price gouging law requires the cost of necessities to stay at what they averaged in the 30 days before the storm. The hotel faces a $15,000 fine. A hotel spokesperson says it has no comment on the allegations at this time. Crist says Florida takes such crimes seriously.
We're going to protect our citizens, and this kind of activity will not stand.
Florida passed its price gouging law after Hurricane Andrew in 1992. Complaints to the state's gouging hotline are expected to rise dramatically once phone service is completely restored. For NPR News, I'm Amy Tardiff in Fort Myers, Florida.